Good evening. Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hon Hester.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll begin with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Urchilu Leachta Hashem Yud He Bevav He Biyichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Baim L'Kayim Mitzvat Sefirata Omer Lasot Nachat Ruach Leotz Reinu, Vela Sot Ritzon Boreinu. Vehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu, Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu. Konen Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu, Konenehu. We'll now study verses from Psalms that prepare us for the blessing. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Igmor Badi Adonai Yohei Wahei, Hazdecha Leolam, Maasei Yadecha, Al Teref Ekra, Lelohim Elyon, Rael Gomer Alai, Ve'ne'emar ve'evor alayich ve'erech mitboseset ve'damayich v'yomar lach ve'damayich hayi v'yomar lach ve'damayich hayi Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohei gedalta, meod hod v'hadar levashta, o te or kishalma, no te shemaim kariya. Baruch ata Adonai, Yohei wahei, Yud hei vav hei, Eloheinu, Melech haolam, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, Al sefirat haomer. Hayom shmona v'esrim yom la'omer, Shem Arba'a Shavuot. Today is the 28th day of the Omer, which is 4 weeks. The inner light,
Arachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we can all say amen. We'll now study Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. And during the psalm, we will stop at a letter and a word. Lam Natseach Bin Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Vivarkenu Ya'er Panav Itanu Selah La'da'at Ba'aretz Darkecha V'kol Goyim Yeshuatecha Yoducha Amim Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam Ismechu v'ranenu le'umim ki tishvot amin mi. Another day, another mem. This is also an open mem. Please refer back. Remember that the mem produces and creates water. Water represents Torah, and Torah represents wisdom. Mi shor u'min ba'aretz. We're stopping at the word ba'aretz, which means the land, or in the land, or on the land. By custom, it means the land of Israel. The sages teach that Israel and the land are one. What character traits do you possess that mimics the land of Israel? What character traits do you possess that mimics the positive aspects of the Knesset Israel, the people of Israel, the congregation of Israel? Tanim Sela Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Eretz Tanayu Bulayu Varkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yivarkenu Elohim V'yiru Oto Kol Afse Aretz. And now for the Ana Bekoach, please join me. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terira, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshei Yehudcha, Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimodalet, Yud Kavshin. Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadikav Gimel. These six letters, this word, are connecting to tonight on the 28th day of the Omer. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Yachid Geye, Ramcha Pene, Zokre Kedushatecha, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tuyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadiyut Tav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat ha'omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kimo shekatavta, Bitoratach usfartem lachem, umacharad hashabat miom haviachem, et omer. Hatenufa sheva shabbatot, tamimot tihiena. Had memacharad hashabat, hashvit hasefiru, chamishim yom kidei. Sheitaharu Navshotamcha Israel Mizoham Matam Uvechenyi Ratzon Milfanecha Adonai Ohewahe Eloheinu Velohe Avotenu Sherisut Sepirata Omer Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan ma shebagamti besefira malhut shebenetzach. Malhut shebenetzach. What does the manifestation of eternity look like? Does it look like your world today where you interact with people all the time? Or is it a different kind of world? What does your eternity look like? What is the manifestation of what you want to see? V'yet taher, v'yet kadesh, v'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. And the 28th journey in the desert is B'nai Ya'akan, and this literally means the sons
of Ya'akan, who is a grandson of Seir. It is also translated as a wells of distress, a place that is narrow, confined, and tight. This journey, which is also connected to the passing of Aaron, refers to the distress and limits that come with older age, health issues, infirmity, and the general physical decline associated with aging, both the agony for the aged one as well as for her or his family and friends as they see him or her waning. Yet this stage too can be transformed into a very fruitful one by learning to appreciate and connect with a deeper aspect of the aged one, the wisdom and experience that comes with the years as the next journeys celebrate. The tzaddikim that left this day, the 13th day of Iyar, is Rabbi Masud Bar Yaakov Abba Chatzeria. This is the father of the Baba Sali. The Baba Sali learned much from his father. Both were venerated Kabbalists. The prophet connected, associated with Malchut Shebenetzach by Rabbi Drizin is Oded, the Navi. And the woman that is connected to this Malchut Shebenetzach is Rizpah, who is Saul's concubine. Malchut Shebenetzach has a gematria of 946, which is the same gematria as the Hebrew word for you shall keep, or also for you shall observe. And this is teaching us that the manifestation of eternity comes through our observing and keeping the mitzvot. The 48 ways to acquire Torah is to claim no credit. This is an aspect of being humble, but not false humility. Truly, you don't think it's due to you. Whatever you accomplish is due to the Creator, not to you. This is claiming no credit. The 49 letters of the Shema, the 28th letter of the Shema is the Vav in the word Baruch. And the Vav, as we know, represents heaven. It represents Zeran Pin. It represents the six emotions and ultimately controlling those emotions through the tool of binding by striking. And let us pray for the reestablishment of the Beit HaMikdash. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And may we all say amen. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. The three classes tomorrow, the three connections tomorrow. I hope you'll join us for at least one. Shalom. Have a beautiful evening.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.